Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Burt Show.
Okay, going into the weekend here, Meg, does she want to be on The Voice Disguiser, Jeff?
Oh, no.
Want to ask?
I'm asking Tracy. I always feel weird because I always have to send things to Tracy and go, does she want VD? No VD necessary, according to Tracy.
No VD necessary.
Okay.
For you youngins listening, VD is venereal disease. It's the old school sexually transmitted disease.
Well, thanks for the explanation. Let's lead right into this.
Here's Meg. Hey, Meg. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you today?
I'm okay.
What's going on? Because you're bordering on whining. What's up?
Well, my parents have been divorced for 15 years, like everybody else's parents, right? And, my dad cheated on my mom, and then she found out, and then they split up, and, he always told my brother and I that, we should always know that, how much he loved my mom and, that he was never going to get over her. And, so then he moved away, right? So he moved, he moved, to Maryland outside of D.C. And my brother told me, 5 years ago that he'd gotten married.
Your dad didn't tell you? Your dad got married. Did he get remarried?
Yeah, he got remarried to a woman 5 years after he divorced my mom. But
your dad didn't tell you this. Your brother had to tell you.
Right. He's never told me.
Okay.
So that was, a long time ago. And, he's come to visit me, but he's never, ever invited me to come to his house in Maryland, which is, that's kind of weird. And,
Have you ever asked to go up there?
I've hinted at it, when I have I have a long weekend, like last weekend for Memorial Day. I was like, hey, you gonna have a barbecue? And he was just like, oh no, it's all work. He didn't invite me. And
I'm gonna be in Washington D.C. this weekend. Oh, well, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
And never extended an invitation because you're so close, right?
Gotta be hurtful.
Yeah. It is hurtful, right? I'm not crazy.
No,
so,
not yet.
You don't know yet.
So I found out his wife's name, and I've never met her, but I found her on Facebook.
Okay.
And, she doesn't have her privacy settings up. And so I was able to look at all of her pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And in most of the pictures, there's this little girl, and, she looks about 12, and she's, she's really cute, and, I think she is probably my sister, right?
Your sister with your dad and this new woman?
Yeah.
Well, wait, how long has the dad and the new woman been together? I'm confused on timing.
Well, my theory is that he cheated on my mom with her.
Oh.
Jen, some people have sex outside of marriage. I know it's not in your world, but some people do.
So I just wasn't putting it together. Right. I wasn't thinking that way.
I wasn't getting the math right either. Okay, so you think that your dad and this woman had the baby while he was still with your mom?
Yes.
I get that right?
Or things were getting divorced, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
The girl looks like my dad, She has light blue eyes and dark hair like my dad.
So the timing is at least close enough to make it happen around the same time that your mom and dad were splitting. So if this was the girl that caused the split.
Yeah, and if it's the pregnancy, then I could see where he's trying to keep that from y'all finding out.
Sure. So did you contact the mother of this child, or what have you done up until this point?
No, of course not.
Nothing.
That would be weird. But no, I haven't done anything yet. And but this weekend I'm planning on driving to Maryland, and I'm just gonna go and I'm gonna knock on the door and be like, hey, surprise, and
trick or treat.
Yeah, see if that girl's my sister.
Let's have a little out-of-body experience here, okay? All right, just for a second. Let's pretend that you're here in the studio with the Burt Show, and somebody was calling up with the same details that you were giving us right now, that they sort of have not necessarily a fractured relationship with their father, but sort of there's some weirdness there, that he hasn't invited you up to the house and all that. You really haven't had any communication as far as this new sister goes.
You've never met his wife.
You haven't gone to his house, and she's just going to surprise. How do you think that's going to go over when the door opens?
Oh, man. I mean, I want to believe that it's going to be like, you know, all surprise, and then, like, you know, it's just going to fall into place and, like, be great. You don't think that's going to happen?
You have been out of touch with your father for a really long time. Like, it would be awkward if there was no potential stepsister. Like, half-sister. Like, you didn't even know his wife's name. Like, yeah, this is weird.
You went in on this 1-877-588-BERT, which is 2378.
I think it's natural that you want to get this done now because this is your emotion stuff, but this is family, and this is your family, and it takes work. And, I mean, if she is your sister, she's going to be your sister for the rest of both of y'all's lives. And the common denominator between you and her and this wife and everybody is your dad. And he's the one not communicating with you, and you don't know what he's communicating to his wife and his daughter. Because I do find it odd that that you have never met his wife.
Are you 100% sure that his new wife even knows about you?
Mm.
I mean, I hadn't thought of that.
If the new wife is the woman that was the cause of the end of the marriage, then she definitely knows.
Well, yeah, because she was in the relationship, but we don't know.
But
any
we
of that.
Don't know. We don't I mean, know she, our list, you know, you're just speculating that may be the case, and I mean, it's a legitimate, you know, theory. But I think that your dad is the one who you need to confront personally, without just showing up at the door in front of the family.
Rachel wants to help you out with this. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good. You're on the Burt Show. What's up?
Well, I had a question. So, if you go on Facebook and you look at all of her pictures, is your dad in any of those pictures? Because what if this isn't even the right woman?
Is there any chance that it's not the right woman?
No, I've seen him in some of the pictures.
He was in some of the pictures.
Yeah.
Okay. Here is Joe. Hey, Joe.
Yeah. How you doing, Burt Show?
Okay, man. How are you?
Well, I just wanted to let your caller know that it's not really her fault or her concern as far as why her father did that. Could be shame, because I know my father. This was back in the late '90s. I found out that he had a whole different family, you know, besides the mom. I found out I had three other sisters after the fact, and they were like ranged from ages 6, you know, 3 and 4. So I mean, this. Just be ashamed, you know. He could be just be ashamed as far as, you know, letting her know in the fact that it might be a love child for another woman.
I'm surprised by the amount of calls that we're getting from people that have been in the exact same situation.
That happens
really?
Every time, and it's weird.
I mean, because this one seems so odd to me that there could be a 12-year-old sister that you have no idea about, but the phone lines are lit up with people saying
they're in the same situation.
Wow. Hey, Alexis, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good. Alexis, what we have here is Meg, who wants to knock on the door of her father up in Maryland this weekend. She's never been to his house. He's sort of has hidden what's going on up in Maryland, but Meg thinks that she's got a 12-year-old half-sister, and she's just going to go up there to Maryland this weekend, knock on the door, and go, surprise, here I am, everybody's the greatest.
No, not at all.
No.
Don't do that. I've been in the same situation. I'm a 28-year-old woman. My father got married when I was like 19. I didn't find out till my grandmother died 3 years ago.
Wow.
And I have stepbrothers and sisters and nieces and nephews and all that. And I'm an only child. So it's like, wow, I have a whole family I didn't know about. You need to just confront him.
He confront was busy when he wasn't in touch with you.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I knew he lived with a woman. I've talked to the woman. But I didn't know they got married. I didn't know anything about that until my uncle was like, yeah, and his wife can't come to the wedding. I was like, his what?
Wow. Yeah. And I actually know someone who, same situation, father had two different families. She tried to communicate with the sister that she learned she had from his second family, and the sister never got in touch with her. And the thing is, because you don't know what your father's telling this family about you. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why I just keep saying, this is between you and your dad, period, not mm-hmm. anybody else.
I just mm-hmm. want to get a call from the other side before we wrap it up from somebody who thinks that she should go up there.
I do.
You do? Mm-hmm. All right. Hold on that for a sec. Hey, Michelle, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know what? I just think that it's not her fault, and she has nothing to do with that. So personally, I think she should just show up, because I'd go and play dumb. I don't know anything about it. I just came to visit you. Mm-hmm. And let him explain it, because that's his mess that he messed up.
And I completely agree. I mean, it's your dad. Why not just show up? I mean,
I kind of agree with that. Like, I don't know if I agree with
it's his explanation. It's what he's been telling her. You have no idea what he's telling her, so it's not really your fault to go and confront him.
Like, the reality is, I get the whole politics of it and everything, but that first sentence Wendy said, like, that's your dad. Like, you should be able to show up to your dad's house mm-hmm. and knock on your door. Just like, Bert, you could come home today and Myra could be at your house. She is allowed to do that.
I would go and knock on my dad's door, but I'm not exactly sure where he's living.
but just can't have expectations that it's going to all be right. hunky-dory right. once you get but there and you're going to sit down and sing Kumbaya.
But to what Wendy said...
yeah, just go up there and like, what? I'm so shocked.
Yeah, like
but that's what I'm saying. You can do that. Just know that you may not be welcome inside. It may not go very well. I mean, you can do that and act like you're none the wiser about the kid and the wife and everything mm-hmm. else, but just go in with low expectations, I would say.
Here's what you have to know. Like, sometimes it's easier to react or act on a situation if you can eliminate some of the information that you know. So let's say he lives in Maryland, whatever city it is. I don't know any city other than Baltimore. So let's say he lives in Baltimore mm-hmm. and you find yourself in Baltimore. Look up his address and go to his house and pretend you don't know any other information.
Well, guess what? He may pretend he doesn't know you. I'm being serious.
Come on now.
No, I'm being serious. I agree with Jen.
Well.
You have got to mm-hmm. make sure your emotions are in check, because you don't know what's going to happen if you do that. And if he mm-hmm. breaks your heart by pretending like he doesn't know you, I know it's an extreme, but it's a possibility. Then you've got to be prepared for that.
Hey, man, can you hold on a couple of minutes? Because now more calls are coming in from people that think you should absolutely go up there this weekend and knock on the door.
Huh.
Okay, yeah.
Can you hang out for a couple of minutes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, hold on. All right, so you got Meg here who wants to just drive up to Maryland this weekend and get some information about her dad and her dad's basically new family. Does she have a sister, a stepsister? Does she not? Just knock on the door and surprise everybody. More calls are coming in now from people saying, yeah, absolutely go up there.
Here, Burt Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt-tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear, and it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is The Burt Show.
Jen Hobby, who is Meg, and why are we spending so much time with her this morning?
We are spending some time with her because she's been out of touch with her father since her mother and her father divorced. She just got some information from her brother about his new wife and her name, found her on Facebook, and actually discovered that there is a little girl in the picture. And Megan is assuming right now that this little girl, about 12 years old, could be her half-sister. So her plan is to go just make a surprise appearance in Maryland and go knock on the door and say, "What's up, Dad? I'm here."
About half of us are saying, "Don't do that." And about half of you guys on the phone are saying, "Yeah, maybe it's a good idea," including Ashley here. Hello, Ashley. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm still in bed, but I'm good.
Okay, that was nice. That was good information.
Nice. You're welcome.
Do you think she should go back up to Maryland and knock on the door?
Absolutely. Yes. I was in pretty much the same situation. My dad, I didn't know him for a while. He came back into the picture. I was hoping to move. I found a box of cards saying, "Love you, Daddy. Happy Father's Day," from this girl I've never heard of. And I was upset because I'm Daddy's little girl, you know, at this point now, finally. But I was going to invest. I wanted to find out. And my husband was like, "You don't want to do it. You don't know what you're setting yourself up for." Mm-hmm. And I regret it so much. And her having the guts to go up to Maryland and knock on the door, it's like giving me like this whole new like fire under my butt. And I'm going to find out who my sister is, because I really regret having somebody talk me out of it. So I totally think she should go. Don't let anyone talk you out of it. Go and find out. And just like they were saying, he's your dad. You should be able to go up there and knock on his door. Family or not, you are his family first.
Thank you for calling, Ashley. And I hope you get the. I hope you put out the fire under your butt before you get out of bed.
I hope I do, too. I like my sheets.
Okay, bye-bye. Did you guys catch it that she said? Fire out of the butt.
Okay. Yeah, you know, you
did
just
it seem
creepy.
Weird? It just seemed creepy. A little
bizarre. Maybe that should be your new Twitter name.
Creepy Bird Show at Creepy. Bird Show Creepy. Jackie, good morning.
Bird Show Creepy Bird.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
Good. How are you?
Megan, I have the perfect solution. She goes up on Father's Day, says, "Dad, I'm making a visit. I've come to take you to lunch for Father's Day." There's no reason why she shouldn't be able to show up on Father's Day as a surprise gift from her dad, from her daughter. She shows up.
He's got another. I don't know.
Yeah, the problem with that is you're giving him warning. You're giving him time to shuttle.
No. She doesn't tell him she's coming. She shows up.
Oh, just knocks on the door.
Yeah, no, not the right timing. Yeah. I think this weekend would be better.
He'll be out to brunch with his other kid.
Yeah, this will be better timing.
Jen, argue against the surprise.
Yeah, I'm against the surprise, but I've never been in a situation like that, so I do think that she needs to reach out to her dad in some way to get to the truth, but I'm not sure that showing up and just knocking on the door and shocking everyone with it is really going to get the reaction that she wants out of the entire thing.
Or she could get the reaction that she does want. So, I mean, at least she'll find out either way.
Mm-hmm. She'll get a reaction.
So what we have here is Meg, who wants to go up to Maryland, just knock on the door of her dad, who may have this entirely different family. She's not sure. She may have a stepsister. She may not. She's not exactly sure. But the advice is really split. Should she just go up there and knock on the door? Should she talk about it with her dad before she shows up? Here is Sherry. Good morning. You are on The Burt Show. Hello.
Good morning. How is everyone?
Good.
Great. Thank you.
Great. Meg, you should go. But you need to be prepared. You hope and pray for the best. You prepare yourself for the absolute worst. And then you find peace of mind with anything that comes in between.
How do you do that, though? I mean, what if he rejects her standing at the door? How do you find peace in that?
Because you tried. You know you did what you had to do to get the answers that you wanted. She needs to know exactly what she wants from this. She needs to know. She needs to take her emotions, catalog them, and determine, okay, this is my best case scenario, this is my worst case scenario, and then be able to, and it is difficult, I will admit it. It is extremely hard to find peace of mind when your family is so disjointed. So many different pieces of a puzzle to be put together, but I understand totally the need to know.
I mean, I completely agree, but it kind of sounds like your dad's already like dismissed you anyway. So this is the reason to get your answers one way or the other. I don't see how this could hurt any more than it already does, because he hasn't even let you know about this new woman in his life, let alone a possibility of a new child.
Any of this resonating with you here, Meg?
No, yeah, it's resonating a lot. I feel like I have to do this, you know? I mean, like, you're right. Like, he's not really in my life. I mean, mm-hmm. I get, like, you know, I get a Christmas card, but, like, you know, that's it. And, like, if I can have more, I have to try, right?
Have you talked to your mom about this at all?
Oh, no, I'm scared. I think it would hurt her.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would just hurt her so much.
My only thought is that, just, you know, again, be prepared, whatever you decide to do, but know that it's not a one-shot deal. Like, it's not going to all be resolved mm-hmm. when you go up there for the family issues last a lifetime. And the thing is, if you want a relationship with this sister, you have to think about how you're going to handle this by wanting a relationship. Are you going to shock and put your father in a corner and see how he reacts? Or are you going to try to somehow start the foundation of building a new extension to your family?
Nobody puts daddy in a corner.
I'm just saying that, you know, I don't think it's going to end well this weekend.
I don't think so
either.
But it
could eventually. We'll see.
Hey, Meg, we got to talk to you on Monday morning and find out how it all panned out, okay?
Yeah, you bet.
Okay. Let me put you on hold. We'll get all your contact info, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I think you're right, man. I don't think that's going to go well this weekend.
I don't.
That's
going
to be a lot of tension.
You're on The Burt Show.
We haven't had a chance to talk about this yet this morning because I just found out about it. Jeff just found out about it, but apparently it was tweeted starting last night.
Yeah, I saw it last night. I don't know if it's a news story yet, but it's a bummer because I think I can't. What's our relationship with the Screen on the Green of Piedmont Park?
Oh, I saw this. I saw that tweet too.
Yeah, there was Screen on the Green of Piedmont Park was last night, and the movie was Transformers.
Uh-huh.
So they had Transformers and they had people out there, and I saw a couple pics early of tables set up and everybody hanging out. But apparently the movie ended early because some fights broke out in the crowd and there were reports of gunshots and there were
really?
People throwing rocks at cars was rumored, and all this stuff was coming up on Twitter last night. So I saw a couple of them from people that I follow who were there, or who were retweeting people who were there. So I started searching for it, and there were a bunch of tweets about some craziness happening at Screen on the Green.
And what was the movie?
Transformers.
What? That's supposed to be a peaceful, nice, relaxing, family-friendly event.
And the thing that bothers me about it is that it was out of Piedmont Park for a while, and now that it's back at Piedmont Park, and this is how it's going to start, like, you're only sabotaging yourself.
From what I read in Twitter, the fights and the nonsense and the craziness happened, like, in the back of the crowd.
Uh-huh.
So if I was to guess, the front of the crowd was probably like the families and everybody watching the movie. Mm-hmm. And then the back half of the crowd might have been like high school kids or younger people just hanging out
being
and goofing stupid. Around and being
weird.
Fools.
Weird.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt-tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear, and it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
The Burt Show.
TC, what's going on?
What's going on, people?
Hey,
tell
TC.
Us. What's up?
What up?
Hey, how's it going? I just got this feeling. You know, it's like your kid has graduated and they're getting ready to go off to college and they're packing their stuff and you're just watching them. So I just had this feeling. You guys are going national, aren't you? Y'all getting all grown up and going national, right?
Don't make it that sexy. I'll give you like all the details. We'll give it all to you in like 2 minutes. TC's been here since day number one.
Yes. We have a listener going to Maryland, so that kind of counts.
TC, give me like a minute and a half or 2 minutes and we'll give you all the info.
Okay, I'm waiting.
In fact, you know what? I'm just going to put you on hold because it seems only fitting that we should talk to you first after we talk about this, all right?
Because if we're going national, you're going national.
Damn right.
National. You're going national, and you're going national.
All right, so let's get you guys some answers, okay? Because the last couple of days, the emails and the tweets and my friends that are texting me also, and I think we probably have all received these. Guys, what's the deal with the phone number change? Guys, what's the deal with the new voiceover, dude?
Mm-hmm.
Guys, what's the deal with the new website? Bert, what's the deal with the new Twitter name and all that?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we're not trying to hide anything from you guys. I mean, in all honesty, I would have loved to have talked about this earlier in the week, but that decision was out of my hands. That was a corporate thing, and they said, wait till Friday. They had some competitive reasons.
Mm-hmm.
For that, so I had to respect that. But look, I've been itching to tell you guys about all this. As TC just said, we're not going national. No, let me get TC back on. TC, I am sorry to disappoint you. We are not going national.
Sounds sexy. It does sound sexy, though.
It does sound very sexy. Sounds, we are going national,
cool.
People.
Right.
while we are not going national, TC, we are being picked up by a radio station in Nashville.
Well, that's cool. I mean,
it's
just close enough. You're
moving. See, now people are going to be more mad about that. Really?
Really? Just Nashville?
Okay.
Yes.
Nah, that's real cool, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. I mean, TC understands. Like, this to me, it's a real compliment to this show, and it's a real compliment to you guys that have made the show what it is. I've been reflecting the last couple of days when I haven't been stressed out about thinking about this thing being successful or not, that if you're a long-term listener of the Burt Show like TC here, man, we started on a radio station 9 years ago, Q100. That was how many watts, Jeff?
Seven.
7 watts.
Mm-hmm. Was, you guys, we had that show for yourself.
Listeners. We had that many?
Mm-hmm. It was actually one of those Radio Shack kits that I remember. I just brought it down from Syracuse. My dad bought it for me for my eighth
birthday.
Glass,
there were glass tubes kind of on somewhere.
Glass tubes. Yeah. Bert actually had to pedal a bike. That's why his knee's so bad. He actually had to pedal a bicycle during the entire show in order to keep us on the air.
We started this radio station years and years and years ago, and this was a dead signal. Q100.5 at the time was just this. And then Cumulus bought Q100. And it was a really, really, really faint signal. But all of us were desperate for jobs. So we took it and we started. I mean, Jeff and I were planning the show out of the prize closet, right? When we first started? Or an office right outside of the prize closet?
Owned by a different company at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. But it wasn't just us. The program director was in there. Like, he got to use the shelf as his desk. And everybody else is just crammed in there. I mean, the music director.
Yeah. It was small.
When we were doing traffic, actually, traffic was actually out of an engineering room. Like, the room, mm-hmm. like, you could hear, if you listen
door.
To Crash's Traffics, like, you can hear the fan, the early traffic's on Q100, you can hear the fan that cools the equipment that powers.
Right. So that was 9 years ago. So to go from that and then over to the new signal, which happened a while ago, which is this, 99.7, and then to have the compliment of, you know, the Nashville station and our company, frankly, saying, look, we think you guys are good enough to where we think you guys can work in another city, that we're being picked up in Nashville. So what does that mean for you guys here in Atlanta? Nada. Things aren't going to change. This is an Atlanta morning show, and my feeling about this kind of thing is that I hope they like our product, but my mentality isn't we're changing what we're doing for another city or another city if we get picked up there. This is what we do right here, and my hope is that Nashville has the same kind of mentality that you guys do, and they enjoy what we do. And if it works, man, we're all going to be really happy about that. And if it doesn't
work,
then
filthy rich. You guys have no idea how rich we're going to be.
Right. Yeah, like, that's behind the scenes, that's the problem with this whole thing. Just like, not a lot of money.
Like, what do you mean?
Oh, are you making a lot of money on the deal?
All right, moving on.
I've already purchased some things. Let me find
it. You know what, Bert? Bert, I still stand by what I said. And, you know, I still feel like it's like a child growing up and getting ready to go off for college. And, you know, you guys have grown to something very immense and very great.
Let me
and
tell you,
congratulations.
You're a sweetheart. You're very sweet. TC, you're awesome. Thanks. You're very sweet. But, you know, Nashville's my hometown. So really what happened is I traveled up there and I put some wires together and I just said, you know what? I want to be able to talk to my high school friends again, let my mom hear me broadcast. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, there's, you know, a little selfishness.
We're actually broadcasting out of Millie Pete's basement.
Melissa hot-wired it like a car. Yeah. That she learned in Nashville.
That's right. You're damn right.
Kenya, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hello, show.
Hello.
Hey, Kenya.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm really proud of you guys.
Thank you.
And could you go ahead and just every once in a while periodically mail me a prize since I'll never be able to call back in? You guys are huge now.
Well, it feels good. It feels good to be on in another city. But again, I just want to reassure you guys that, I mean, there are going to be small tweaks to the show that you guys have probably heard already, like some of us are struggling. You guys won't hear this, but the station in Nashville plays some music, and we don't hear.
Like George Strait and Garth Brooks
and whatnot. And Paisley.
Mm-hmm.
And since they play a song, there's like a 3-minute window when we come out of commercials that we sort of have to just talk about whatever, and then at the end of 3 minutes or 4 minutes, we have a countdown clock in here that tells us exactly when we're supposed to talk. So when it hits zero, I have to pause, and then we have to either restart the conversation or start a new conversation. And some of us in here have been struggling with that more than others, myself included.
Oh, my God. I'm horrible at it. I'm horrible at it. And I love that Atlanta knows this because I think it's going to be a great inside joke for our family here, you know, the Burt Show community here in Atlanta, because it, yeah. So if you hear us start laughing like we did this morning and the 1 second joke and all that stuff, then now you know why.
Right. So there are going to be some little tweaks, but we have sort of been doing the new format for three and a half weeks. And you guys didn't call up until the time that we changed the phone number and we changed the voice guy. Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to be cool with y'all because we've been doing it now for 3 weeks.
Yeah, because you've seen
the phone number was the tip off.
Yeah. The phone number
was 877-588-BERT. People were like, wait a second, what's going on there? But it has been the new format, like he said, for several weeks and nobody noticed. So
right,
that's good.
Right.
That's good news. It's the same show.
Good morning, Jessica. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning, Burt Show.
Hi. Good morning.
I have a question for you. I know that Nashville is an hour different from us, so does that mean we're going to have to wait till 9:30 our time to get to the really good stuff?
That's funny.
No, the show is not going to change. There's a logistical problem with us telling the time because Nashville will be with us. So, yeah, that's more logistical for us than it is anything else. Like, but instead of saying, for now on, when I say, I used to say coming up at 8:45, I can't say that anymore. Now I have to say coming up in 30 minutes.
But our hours are still the same. So no, to answer your question, no. 8:30, after 8:30, still after 8:30.
But it's different now because we're in the summertime anyway. So kids are sleeping in later. So we're talking, you know, all kinds of nasty stuff real early if you want to get up earlier.
I think I'll sleep in, but I'll record it.
Bert hates the Bulldogs now. He's a big Vandy fan.
Well,
That's come up.
I get to say go Vols a lot more.
I know. That's going to be a big problem on the show. That's going to be a real big problem. So if you're just tuning in and hanging out with us this morning, the reason for the phone number change, the reason for the URL change, and for our new voice guy and stuff is that the Burt Show is being picked up by a radio station in Nashville. That doesn't mean anything to you guys here. It's the same thing. We're not changing things. We're tweaking things a little bit.
Jen, you should do your whole entertainment buzz now about Taylor Swift, Kenny Chesney.
George Strait.
Only Leanne Rimes drama.
Somewhere Katie Joe goes, yeah! Yeah!
And in other Sugarland news.
Hey, Laura, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Morning.
How are you?
Good. Really good.
No, I just wanted to tell you guys how I thought it was so cool that you guys are getting picked up in Nashville, because I actually started listening to you guys, I think it was your second year, but I was starting fifth grade.
Oh,
and
shut up.
Now I am graduating high school.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
And I just want to let you guys, it's so cool that you're moving on and I'm moving on, and I'm just really connected with you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much for the compliment, but I just do want to say this, that we're not moving on at all. We are still family, we are still here, and it's the same show. We're not going anywhere.
It's almost as if Nashville is a guest in our house.
Right.
They get to listen in on what we're doing.
Yeah. So they're patching into us. This is still Atlanta, our community, our home.
This is it right here. So that's the big news. Sorry we disappointed you that we're not going national.
You're going national! We're going to Nashville.
I don't think he
said
we're going national. I think he said you're going Nashville.
Get it? The Bird Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt-tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear, and it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
Wendy was furious on Friday, man. Chick-fil-A was the target. They're Christian, yes. Man.
Man, no, it started on Thursday, and then it just made me more mad on Friday because I saw everyone's reservation and coupon for this new spicy chicken sandwich because, you know, they have the original, but then they've been promoting the new spicy chicken sandwich. And last week, everybody was tweeting and posting on Facebook pictures of their spicy chicken sandwich. And I was like, that just looks really good. And I think I'm going to go get one after the show. And then I got some Facebook messages that saying, unless you made a reservation, you can't go get a chicken sandwich.
You had to make a reservation to get a fast food sandwich?
For food. You have to make a reservation to get a sandwich.
Well, it was a great promotion. Yeah. You didn't get invited.
It was a great promotion.
Everybody was invited. You're just mad you didn't pay attention.
Yeah. Well, I didn't see the website. I mean, I didn't see all that beforehand, but when you get a food stuck in your head that you want for lunch, that's all you want. And I just wanted to be part of the group and try this chicken sandwich.
The funny thing is you got a food stuck in your head that you've never had before.
But I love spicy chicken sandwiches, and I love Chick-fil-A chicken. Combo is just even
so
better.
The imaginary flavor of it just had you reeling.
It did. It really did. I was oddly annoyed last week because I couldn't get this sandwich.
I didn't realize how the whole thing worked. I just thought that you could show up, go in, and you get your sandwich.
No. Today you can, right?
Don't you remember what happened?
Today you can.
I just heard the commercial.
But you got paid for it. Today.
That's okay. I don't mind paying for it. I was going to pay for it last week, but no, you had to have a reservation.
So everybody got it free last week?
Yeah.
Well, was it free?
I don't know. Last week was the free trial. Don't you remember what happened when KFC did
really
it?
Really burn you.
And then Oprah talked about it, and then KFC ran out of their chicken sandwiches or whatever
their
it was.
Yeah,
so Chick-fil-A, you know, not only do they have Christ on their side, but they learn from example from KFC.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.